Deutschlandfunk Kultur Freispiel.
Listening across fault lines. Episode 1. Sie hören die englische Originalfassung. Eine deutsche Version der Serie finden Sie auf hörspielundfeature.de und im Deutschlandfunk Kultur Hörspiel Podcast.
Ever think about how you listen to other people and the world? Across the Pacific, listening is essential to life. Holding communities and ecosystems together. Over many years, myself, Mere Nalatikau, and my friends Amea Kangiza and Eliki Reed have asked elders about how they listen and what they want the world to know. Join us as we listen across fault lines. Audiences are advised that the work features audio of people who are now deceased.
There's always this anecdote or idiom or expression I've heard from parents, from grandparents. The reason God gave us 2 ears and 1 mouth is to speak less and listen more.
Ears, one mouth. A familiar expression. But why does this matter so much to Pacific Islanders? For many years, I, Mere Nalatikau, and my collaborators, Amea Kangiza and Eliki Reed, have been listening to Pacific elders as they reflect on why this age-old practice is so important and what we, as both Pacific and non-Pacific people, need to learn. We asked Fijian Professor Unaisi Nambombo-Bamba, who has dedicated immense care and attention to silence, about its importance to Indigenous Fijian Oitauke culture.
We talk of silences as a way of providing dignity to our collective existence. Because in a collective, you would have chiefs, you would have fisherfolk, and we believe that every clan has their own chief, has their own leader, and has their own important contribution. It's because of the importance of worshipping, respecting the space of the tribe, the Vanua, the collective. If you are talking all the time, you cannot connect to other people. You are not respecting other people's views. And we say in Fijian that a good person is a person that has maintained a sense of listening.
Simeone Sevunrenre, an Indigenous Fijian knowledge holder and custodian, tells me that there are many kinds of silence and ways of listening. We meet at Lovala Bay in Suva, and around us lies the lush green campus of the Oceania Center for Arts and Culture. As we joke and laugh, then reflect through deep conversation, a process we Fijians call talanoa, he explains how listening is at the heart of all relations.
So the significance of silence in the Indigenous Itoke culture is multi-layered. And the word for listen is vakarorongo. There is also another dimension of listening, which is called veirongorongori. So the one is to listen. One is for, if I listen, you speak. When I speak, you listen. That ebb and flow of speaking silence, speaking, silence. This is a very critical and a part of indigenous ways of discussing this, indigenous ways of dialogue.
Simeone describes this play between speaking and listening in cultural circles.
Amongst our kinship in Fiji, there is a place to speak for in cultural circles. There is a place where a person can speak, and there is a place where we do not speak. For outsiders who do not know, who are uninitiated, if they, for example, call a meeting of locals and ask to have a dialogue, sometimes they become frustrated because not everybody is speaking. But what they do not realize is, in a public space, we as indigenous people, we look at each other, those who are present, and we can work out hierarchy and privileges of speaking. For in many occasions, if it's in a cultural setting, in a clan, there are those who are traditional speakers who will speak in the public space and those who will listen. This is not to say that certain rights are denied. It's just our way of emphasizing that we all speak, but at different levels, in different spaces. It is a way of funneling and sifting knowledge and information, because the wisdom of our ancestors, if everybody was to speak at once in a public space, there would be chaos, there would be so much noise, and whatever is to be communicated gets lost in the process.
This way of listening, says Simeone, is very intentional.
I remember seeing in some print, the listening, the indigenous way of listening is similar to how a psychologist listens. The listening is not only for the vocabulary and the intent, the subject, the tone, the intensity, all these are taken into account and analyzed. So we not only listen, we hear. What do we hear? We hear the said and the unsaid. So this is how relationships are very important in indigenous Itoki society. When the living people are in harmony, the land and the sea will reflect that, because they are an extension of us, we are an extension of them.
Unaisi affirms Simeone's words, adding that silence signifies wisdom.
A person that is slow to speak, a lot more quieter in disposition, with the assumption that when they do speak, pearls of wisdom come out because it's considered. That's why chiefs usually are last to speak, and very few times they speak. It's the idea that they have maintained their silence, and when they do speak, people are ready to hear.
And my name is Tveya Arigitero. The name itself means, Tveya means summoning, and Ariki means peace. So it's calling peace. I should be a very peaceful man.
According to Tveya Arigi, from Kiribati, an island archipelago in the central Pacific Ocean that lies on the equator, listening is a way to understand how people and environments exist together and are made through language. A renowned community leader, educator, and poet, Tveya Arigi has since passed on. We join all who knew him and his work in mourning and are grateful for the generosity with which he shared his wisdom. On a warm, clear morning, we met at his home, where he was tending to the animals and plants.
If you look at the environment, at part of the land and everything that surrounds that, in fact, in Kiribati, if you look at the language very closely, the word for people and the word for land is the same. We call it Teapa, A-B-A. You can talk to Teapa and you mean land. You can talk about Teapa and you mean people. So there's that very close connection between land and people.
In the Duke of York Islands in Papua New Guinea, listening is how people connect to ancestral knowledge of the land and waters. Lydia Jacob and Philip Takom are senior knowledge holders and have lived through many changes to the verdant and humid village overlooking the Bismarck Sea.
My name is Lydia Jacob, of Butliwan village, that is this location, this village, this community.
My name is Philip Tokam. Tokam is my cultural name. Philip is my Christian name. I come from this island. We got 10 islands, and the mainland that we are here now is the mainland. And we have the landmass of 60 square kilometers, 16,000 people, 21 wards, and one local level government. And we have 11 schools, one technical school, and one secondary school on the island. So, yes, I'm from this beautiful island.
Lydia and Philip tell us that listening, culture and reciprocity are what weaves their communities together across generations.
No, it's a class system. It's not in our culture blood. Culture blood, we relate in the community. We support each other. We care for each other.
And I appreciate the elders that they continue to advise us to how we could preserve our environment, that is speaking environment, to conservation and preservation. So through our gatherings, they have advised us.
We need to reorganize it and come back to our roots to find a solution, the way forward. We need to educate people. We need to initiate them back to the spiritual language of our ancestors to consult for our living.
These ancestral relations and relations with elders cannot be separated from their relations with the island.
Environmental justice, it's very important to us, because we say this creation around us is our mother. We rely entirely 100% on this mother. It comprises of, you know, the forest and sea and the rivers and the waterfall, and it's, that is why our culture, we also have conservation areas where we are not forbidden. Women, children don't go there. They are sacred. And that is why we respect the environment, because we know that environment fits us. It is like our father, or it is like our mother who looks after us.
For Tewariki too, language and listening are how communities care for each other and find ways to relate across differences.
We need to come back to people who appreciate that, you know, the sound that these things make, or even the silence. Because the skill is there, but we just have to go at least, you know, searching for it. Some of our elders still have that knowledge. We just have to go to them and listen to them. Because our education now is full of, you know, kids in Kripastan, teachers, they're very fond of teaching children. Listen to me, listen to me. But not so much listen to your environment. We need to develop that ability to listen first. What exactly to listen to? Because the world is, even though it is silent, it's full of things you can listen to. You just have to listen, to learn what to listen to. And to learn, you have to go back to the few elders who are still able to practice that. And build that into our learning repertoire, you know?
Tewariki shows us a mat made of pale gold and brown pandanus leaves, and tells us that collective life is like weaving mats. Each piece held together through folding in with another.
The analogy I use is mats, weaving mats. You know, an individual strand of pandanus leaf is weak in itself, and very small, and very insignificant. But once you weave them all together, even in different directions, in different thicknesses, you'll have a big mat, a big area. You will have a very strong mat. You will have a very colorful mat. Some of them may be white, some of them may be light brown or dark brown, depending on how you dye the pandanus leaf. But that's the common bonds of humanity. Using our own environment. Again, to talk to the environment, I get inspiration from that.
When we listen across fault lines, we pay attention to the environments we live in and are a part of. Pacific cultures have always seen people and ecosystems as interdependent, a relationship that European cultures have long separated, to the detriment of the earth and all who inhabit it. With this series, we emphasize the importance of listening, really listening, to better understand how to care for each other. Wherever you are, we hope that you carry these words from Unaisi Nambombombamba, Tewariki Te Aero, Philip Takom, Lydia Jacob, and Simeone Sevundrendre with you.
Listening across fault lines. Episode 1. by Amea Kangisa, Meren Elatikau, and Eligi Reed. With Unaisi Nambombombamba, Lydia Jacob, Simeone Sevondrendre, Tiviare Kiteru, Philip Tukam, and Mere Nelatikau. Field recording, Amea Kangisa. Composition, Daniel Janacz. Directed by Amea Kangisa, Mere Nelatikau, and Eliki Reed. Produced by Deutschlandfunk Kultur 2023. Eine deutsche Version der Serie finden Sie auf hörspielundfeature.de und im Deutschlandfunk Kultur Hörspiel Podcast.